I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The Vermont State Senate has rejected a proposed state constitutional amendment that would have created a right to privacy. Supporters argued the amendment would help protect people in an age of ever-changing technology, but opponents say it could overturn a number of state laws. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
And the Vermont Constitution. The proposal must originate in the Senate and receive 20 votes to proceed, and the full process can take at least 2 years to complete. The vote on this amendment was 14 in favor and 15 against. The proposal stated, quote, "An individual has a right to keep personal information private, to communicate to others privately, and to make decisions concerning his or her body." Caledonia Senator Joe Benning said the amendment was needed because the writers of the Vermont Constitution never contemplated many of the issues that are now in the public arena.
I would contend, Mr. President, that our language as it stands from the 18th century is not adequately equipped to deal with the issues we are facing today.
Benning said the proposal gave judges two ways to determine if a law met the new constitutional requirements.
Number one, is there a right to privacy? Number two, if there is a right to privacy, is there a compelling state interest that would override that right to privacy?
But Windsor Senator John Campbell said the amendment could have many unintended consequences.
It opens a door to tremendous amount of potential litigation regarding laws that we've had on the books here and that we have passed in this body. And it takes it and potentially could turn them on their heads.
And Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Sears was upset that his committee did not have a chance to review the amendment this year.
I just think our committee deserves some time to look at it. If that delays the process so long that the amendment doesn't come out. There's a lot of bills that die.
Sears says he's hopeful that different privacy protection legislation previously passed by the Senate will be approved by the House by the end of this session. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.